But first, we're having a pleasant morning conversation about times when you didn't quite make it to the bathroom in time. Chris successfully completed, what, a dozen trips to the restroom?
Several dozen.
And a couple of them involving the wrong end.
Yeah.
So, just sharing some of those stories and making people feel. And you say you're batting 1,000. Is that right?
What do you mean?
Like you always hit your mark. You've never been too late.
Probably when I was a baby, I missed. But
since you've had memories,
yeah,
as far back as you can remember, I call baloney. Baloney. Oh, man. So we're sharing some of those stories of the times you didn't quite make it in time. Like when I witnessed this girl a couple weeks ago throw up next to the Coke machine and the little cubby hole in the hall of a hotel at the Ramada Inn in Topeka. You know, it goes ice machine, Coke machine, 2-foot space where maybe a trash can should be. But instead there's a pile of, yeah. What's your story?
My brother was at a hotel once, and he was at a hotel party, pretty trashed. He leaves to go get something to eat. Comes back, forgets where the party is at the hotel, and about this time, he's really got to go to the bathroom after just eating, you know, you got to take a dump. And he can't find the party, so he leans up against the ice machine, drops a trowel right there in front of the ice machine.
Is this like on the floor or something? He curls one up?
Just right there on the floor.
Takes a dump
right there on the floor in front of an ice machine.
Yeah, that beats vomit any day of the week. That is disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
I'll talk to you later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You know, and I'm aware, you know, when we do these topics, I'm like, God, some people are trying to eat breakfast.
True.
So at least don't get too descriptive of what was going on in there. What's your story?
New Year's Eve of the Millennium. 2000,
yeah.
I drank a fifth of Southern Comfort and a fifth of Hot Damn 100.
Oh, gosh, dude.
And this was like 10 o'clock at night already. And somehow it came to be a good idea to have macaroni noodles with spaghetti sauce. And I was sitting in the living room at my buddy's house. And he was like, dude, you don't look good. Like, you better go outside. And I was like, yeah, I think I will. I got up, it started spinning, fell through the door, and horked all over the porch.
Nice. Right on the doorstep.
He made me replace the door, too. I was kind of bitter about that.
Oh, because you actually damaged the door when you broke through it?
I went through the door.
Oh, okay. Like, physically through the door. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't walk and open the door. I stumbled straight through.
Nicely done.
Appreciate it. Got that done right and proper.
Power